It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, school has been back in session for about a month now, and on this weekend show, we are going to hear what is happening new this year at Sonora High School. Last week, we heard from Somerville High Superintendent Michael Merrill, and joining us in studio today is Ed Pelfrey, the superintendent of the Sonora Union High School District. Superintendent Pelfrey, thank you for coming in today.
My pleasure, BJ. Thanks for having me.
So how have the first several weeks at Sonora High School been going this school year?
It's been going very well. You know, we're back into a new year of athletics and academics. As the school year begins, you know, we're always focused on constant improvement. And so one of the things we do is look at last year's graduating class. And we're really proud of what that class accomplished academically and athletically and the people they became. And especially considering that for the bulk of their high school career, COVID was a major issue. And so we really felt they excelled. And looking at that class of 23 success, you know, we're able to look at the data. You know, we feel like they were successful, but what's the data show on that? And we're always looking to make sure the data bears out what we feel. And for the class of 23, they had high academic achievement. They had the highest math and English scores in Tuolumne, Calaveras, or Mariposa County. And that also includes Oakdale, higher scores in Oakdale as well on the state Smarter Balanced assessments. When we compare that to the rest of the state, we compare to Union High School districts. There's 35 of them in the state from the Oregon border to San Diego, and that includes Somerville and Bret Harte. But Sonora High is ranked 8th in English language arts scores and 3rd in math scores of all those like schools. Those kids also, over half of those students graduated with college credit through dual enrollment with a lot of the collaboration we have with Columbia College. And a third of them were actually members of the middle college, where students take courses at Columbia part of the day and at Sonora High part of the day. And then, you know, athletically in the Motherlode League, that group, the group that graduated in 23, in fall sports, they were two-time champions in girls water polo, two-time champions in boys water polo, two-time champions in football, and two-time champions in volleyball. In the winter sports, they were two-time champions in girls soccer, boys soccer. The boys basketball team shared the league title their junior year. And in spring sports, once again, they were champions in girls swimming and boys swimming in 22 and 23. And then really exciting, we had a co-ed tennis team that won two section titles in a row. So it was a lot of success out of that group of 23. Moving forward, when we think about continuing academically and athletically, last year we have AP courses, advanced placement courses, and we have a new AP U.S. History teacher, Kurt Wolken. His first class of AP U.S. History students, 100% of them passed the AP test. And another new teacher, Anita Leonard, is one of our new English teachers, and she had 100% of all of our AP literature students pass. So a lot of exciting things going on athletically and academically this year. Just a couple other things athletically. One is Coach Craig. Brian Craig is our football coach. And this year he surpassed Robert Sindro as the all-time winningest football coach in Sonora High School history. And that's been really exciting. And then the other thing that's been fun to watch this year is we have a junior cross-country runner named Broen Holman, who is actually the second-ranked cross-country runner, high school cross-country runner in the nation currently. So a lot of good things as the school year starts.
Yeah, some great highlights there to kick off the new school year. Any big changes when it comes to like administration and staffing and those type of things?
We did. We've added an associate principal, and that's Stacy Cruzy. She's been a counselor for many years at the high school, and she's moved into our associate principal position.
Okay. And then for anybody who's unfamiliar, explain all the different campuses that Sonora High School has.
So the main campus is the Sonora High School campus, and that's a comprehensive 9 through 12 high school. And then we have an alternative high school, Casina High School, and Robert Maben is the administrator there, and he is also the administrator of Ted Burt Independent Study High School. So we have about just under 1,000 students at Sonora High School, and then we have between 30 and 60 students at Casina High School, and then we have just under 100 students at Ted Burt.
Also curious about the Sonora Dome property. That's something we've talked about on past shows. Is the Sonora High School District still looking about how to best utilize it?
Yeah, we're working with local partners to find a way to finance renovation. The board feels very strongly about the value of the Dome to the community. But we also know that the mission of the district is to educate students. It's not historic dome, historic building preservation, as important as that is to us. The Dome was surplused for sale or lease in 2022. The city, the county, and all nonprofits were offered the opportunity to purchase or lease the Dome in October 22. We received an initial proposal of principles for a lease from the Historic Dome Preservation Committee last month. And we're working on terms that might help to preserve the Dome and be in the best interest of the students of the district.
So at this point in time, do you know, will the district keep some of the campus there, or you're looking at other locations for a casino?
No, currently casino would stay where it is. And we have put together a lot that would contain the Dome, and the two buildings to the north of the Dome would be part of what would be part of a lease or a sale. But everything else would remain the possession of the district.
So when you get a proposal like that, long does it typically take to go through and come up with a decision?
Well, we haven't sold a Dome before, so there's not a typical. It's going to take a while because it is complicated. We're trying to work to make sure the interests of everybody involved, the Dome Committee, the community, and the students are all met. So we'll work back and forth collaboratively to try and find a lease that works to meet all those stakeholders' needs.
I imagine it'd be voted on at an upcoming school board meeting when a decision comes?
Yes.
Okay. And then how often does the Sonora School Board meet?
Generally once a month.
Once a month, and those meetings are open to the public?
They're open to the public. It's great to see people come and hear what's going on with the school.
Talking with Ed Pelfrey, Sonora High Superintendent, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Next thing I wanted to ask you about was, you talked a little bit about it, but like ROP and technical education programs, what type of things are offered at Sonora High School?
Well, let me talk... To wrap that in, let me talk about our strategic plan, because that's a big part of that. First of all, ROP and vocational arts are now what we call CTE, or career tech education. That's the term that gets used for that. In April of 21, we put together a strategic plan process where we brought in 40 community members and business leaders and district leaders, including Adventist Health Sonora, SPI, Blue Mountain Minerals, the Farm Bureau. We had representation from the Sonora City Council, the Tuolumne Board of Supervisors, trustees from all of our feeder districts. Sheriff Pooley, Chief Vanderweel were there, and we drafted a mission and vision statement for the district. And then we also ranked the school's objectives. And for the 2022-23 school year, the top objective was supporting social emotional welfare of students. And that was established as the most important objective for the school at that time, particularly coming out of COVID, you know, not just for us or statewide, but internationally, that social emotional wellness has been an issue for students after COVID. And so that was our number one effort. And that led to the creation of the Sonora High School Wellness Center, which is right behind the administrative offices, as a place to support students and staff with wellness issues. I'm really proud of the efforts of our counselors and staff as far as that goal of supporting social emotional wellness. We have a thing called the California Healthy Kids Survey that is given to all 9th and 11th graders throughout the state every year. And throughout our county, it's been traditionally very, very high rates of suicide ideation and also of chronic sadness. Through these efforts for the past 2 years, we've seen for the first time those suicidal ideation and chronic sadness go down. And I think that is directly a result of the work of our staff and this focus on social and emotional wellness. In fact, we've now seen it where after 10 years of climbing rates, we actually dropped below state averages at Sonora High. And that's really exciting. Now, we reevaluate each year what the top objectives are. For coming into the 23-24 year, the top objective became CTE, or ROP vocational education. And that's our big focus this year. So we have 7 different pathways that students can take that lead to careers. We added 2 this year. We added ag mechanics, and we did add a new staff member there. Todd Ingalls is our ag mechanics instructor. So that's where students are going to learn woodworking, welding, electronics, plumbing in that class. We also added an education pathway, and that's taught by Gretchen Birtwistle. And that's preparing students for to go into teaching or to become paraprofessionals and teacher's aides, which is in really high demand throughout the state and particularly right here locally as each of the elementary school districts adds a transitional kindergarten and a preschool. They're desperately in need of teachers and paraprofessionals. So we're trying to meet that need and meet the needs of our students there. And those two pathways join our five existing pathways. So we have ag science, agricultural science, and floral design that are taught by Stacy Ingalls. We have computer science and game design that's taught by Brian Miller. We have a new teacher also for photography. Dirk Travis taught this class for years. Now Shannon Oden has come over and taken over that position. And we have a fantastic cosmetology program. I don't know if if you haven't been to the cosmetology program, while my hair is not a measure of how good a job they do, I'm there twice a week or once every 2 weeks, and they're open for haircuts, hair colorings, facials, pedicures, manicures. They do a fantastic job and are recognized throughout the state for doing a great job of preparing local students for cosmetology. As a matter of fact, we have Patterson High School will be coming up in next month. We consistently, just to see how our program runs so that they can try and model a program after the Sonora High cosmetology program. In addition to those seven pathways that we offer to our students, we also offer dual enrollment in collaboration with Columbia College on the Sonora High School campus. And so our students take EMS classes, fire science classes, welding and fabrication classes, and also a certified nurse assistant program. And we do that in collaboration with Adventist Health and Columbia College. And I just kind of want to shout out to Adventist Health's president, Michelle Fuentes, and their operations executive, Tyler Newton, for really driving this forward. And it also wouldn't have happened without Columbia College's president, Lena Trand, and their CTE dean, Brandon Price. So it's CTE is the focus of what we do. We provide a great opportunity through the middle college for kids to excel their junior and senior year into college courses for that A through G opportunity. And also we're providing a big focus on CTE for students on campus.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Ed Pelfrey, who is the superintendent of the Sonora Union High School District. I'm BJ Hansen, your host on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Mother Lode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, focusing this weekend on Sonora Union High School District, joined in studio by Superintendent Ed Pelfrey. Superintendent Pelfrey, one thing I want to ask about next is in regards to vaping. I know that was a big issue a couple years ago at the school. Is it still kind of a big problem? And if so, what are some of the things that the district is doing about it?
It is a big issue. And as we frequently survey our parents and students, they've put this as their top issue for the school. You know, when I first started in education in the 90s, the problem was smoking. And it was tough as I taught history at Sonora High School, and it was tough to actually walk from your classroom to the restroom between classes without having to catch kids smoking on campus between a building and have to take them up to the office. And I think we kind of missed that from about 2010 to about 2015. We didn't see any smoking on school campuses. I mean, very, very little. And I don't think we appreciated that it had gone away. And I think that was a result of, you know, a national level movement against smoking and to have tobacco diversion. We had lots of tobacco diversion funds on campuses. You know, they'd stopped advertising to children through, you know, banning things like Joe Camel and things like that and advertising on television and magazines. And it made a huge difference. It made smoking not be cool. And we didn't realize that we were enjoying the fruits of that until vaping appeared. And it hit us so fast and so hard, schools throughout the nation. And it's been a major, major issue. We worked initially on making sure we had lots of adults in in bathrooms because the vaping, that's where it's happening. And then we got a lot of feedback that students weren't comfortable, you know, and you've got students who aren't vaping who want to go to restrooms, but they're not comfortable with adults standing there either. And so we moved out and tried to be outside of bathrooms because that's the only really the way you're going to stop it is by monitoring them. So our next move has been to install vape detection systems to try and help us find out when there's vaping and then to address that. But I think the biggest things that are going to make a difference in the long run are going to be diversion classes, where when we have kids who have these issues, we're addressing that with counseling and, you know, research-based ways of helping students resist vaping. And I know that in the long run, you know, we have to take care of that locally. In the long run, I think it's going to be the same thing. They're attacking that from a federal and state level to try and turn the tide. But it's going to take a while, and we're going to do our best on our campus to try and make bathrooms accessible for kids who aren't vaping, who are doing the right thing, who shouldn't have to put up with that. And that's really important to us. So it's a battle. You know, there are hit songs about smoking in the boys' room, so this isn't a new problem, but it's something we sure hope to try and curb.
So detection devices, that technology is ready to be able to catch vaping and that type of thing?
Yes. So we currently have one set up now, and we have one that will be going into every bathroom on campus. And they're tied to cameras outside, so we can see who's in the bathroom. We can detect sound, heat levels. If there's loud noises, for instance, if there's a fight that breaks out, we'll be notified. And also levels of vaping.
How about bullying? Is that still a concern on campus?
It is, sure, it's absolutely a concern. You know, what we really work on, particularly at Sonora High School, has a motto of that we are Sonora, with R being an acronym for being accountable, being respectful, and being engaged. And dealing with people being respectful to one another is a major focus of what we're trying to do on campus, and that relates to bullying. Trying to get people to deal respectfully with one another is a major focus. And I think also with the Wellness Center, we realize that people who are often bullying are feeling bad about themselves in certain ways. And we're trying to make sure that everybody's social emotional health is supported. We also think it's real important for students to report and for parents to support that type of reporting to our administration. We have an app called the Stop It app, which is an anonymous reporting system where students on their phones or on their Chromebooks, and every student has a Chromebook assigned to them, they can anonymously let administration know that something's happening. And that could be anything from somebody's bullying me to hey, so-and-so is vaping in the bathroom. And it's completely anonymous, but allows us to also have two-way communication with that student to get more information. And that's been really important for stopping bullying without having students have to feel like they have to walk into the office and or be standing with an administrator to make that happen. And our staff, we mentioned Stacy Cruzy, our new associate principal. She's joining associate principal Will Sarkeesian and our outstanding principal Karen Sells. And they are all very caring and very focused on trying to solve those problems for students on campus.
How about the big lockdown last year? That was kind of a scary day for many in the community. You know, what were kind of your observations of that day and maybe some of the things that were learned?
Well, timing is obviously important. We had trained our staff on lockdown procedures on Wednesday of that week, and we had a call that there was a potential threat on Thursday, and we were preparing for a student practice lockdown on Friday. So when that happened, we had a lot of preparation, and it was handled, I think, very well by our staff. It was handled very well by our students. And I think what helped many people in the community, staff, parents, students, feel more comfortable was the outstanding response by our local law enforcement. Everybody from people coming out of the DA's office, armed and vested, to law enforcement coming from out of town. Stanislaus County sent up helicopters without them being requested, and were immediately put at our disposal. You know, I think it says a lot about Chief Vanderweel and Sheriff Pooley and their ability to respond to these types of incidences and how professional they were. And we did learn a lot. We did do debrief with both those agencies afterwards, and we learned a lot, but we were real happy with the type of response that we had had.
How about enrollment trends at Sonora High School? What have you noticed over the past several years?
Our enrollment's been pretty flat. You know, the trend throughout most of the state is declining enrollment. Our enrollment has stayed steady for the last few years. So, you know, but we know just demographically that you will have a reduction in the future.
You know, statewide, you say it's been declining. Do you know, is it just less kids in the state or more homeschool? What are the trends?
Yeah, the number one trend is that we've got an aging population and people having fewer students or fewer children. They have children that become students. Fewer children, an aging population. Those seem to be the differences.
And it kind of dipped during COVID and kind of go back up at all?
It really didn't. We didn't have much change during COVID.
We're talking with Ed Pelfrey, who's the superintendent of Sonora High School, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host. Over these 2 weeks, we're talking with the superintendents of the two largest high schools in Tuolumne County. Last week, we heard from Michael Merrill at Somerville. That show is now archived on mymotherlode.com. This show will also be archived as well with Superintendent Pelfrey. I'm PJ Hansen. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Talking to Ed Pelfrey, who is the superintendent of the Sonora Union High School District, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Superintendent Pelfrey, we announced on mymotherlode.com and on the radio with a story recently that a grant came from the Sonora Area Foundation. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, actually, we had a couple grants come in from the Sonora Area Foundation, but the Sonora Area Foundation grant was to support the development and improve student citizenship and leadership. And that was a $25,000 grant, part of it from the entire board and others from individual donors, which is just amazing. Our staff appreciates the foundation's confidence and their recognition of these goals as a priority for the community. You know, we're developing students who will be our neighbors, our employees, and eventually our leaders. And really supporting that development of citizenship and leadership is really important. We really appreciate Sonora Area Foundation Board President Derek Maxson and also CEO Daryl Slocum. They've made a big focus for us meeting the needs of the community and then the foundation helping us to meet that need. We also have a grant that came to the Sonora Area Foundation, I'm sorry, from the Sonora Area Foundation to the Golden Regiment for $11,000 for instruments and equipment that the band needs. And the Sonora Golden Regiment, which is an amazing band, the greatest band in the universe, they're celebrating their 40th anniversary. You know, they're under the leadership of Yvonne Denton, and they'll be having actually a dinner to celebrate this 40th anniversary on October 27th before the last football game of the regular season. It'll be at 4 p.m., and the originator of the moniker Golden Regiment, Pat Sieben, will actually be there. So for anybody who's in the community who was part of the Golden Regiment or the Golden Regiment was part of their life, you can go to our website and sign up for that dinner on the 27th. And we really appreciate the grant and we appreciate that support from the community.
Yeah, it's great. And then homecoming is just around the corner too, right?
It is. Homecoming is the week of September 25th. You know, we're really lucky to be in a place where we have a homecoming parade that goes right down Washington Street. And you know, we'll have the homecoming game on Friday, September 29th. We really appreciate the local businesses that allow our students to decorate the windows and also how everybody comes out on the street to watch our kids and the Golden Regiment parade downtown. It's such a special experience, and it's one of the things that makes Sonora High and Sonora very, very special.
I remember it must have been about 6 or 7 years ago covering Sonora High School board meetings when the financial situation was very bleak. So I'm curious your observations. How are the finances looking today?
We're in a good position. You know, the board's goal is to make sure that we responsibly manage the budget. They've set aside a reserve minimum that we are meeting and also working to make sure that we can recruit and retain the best staff we possibly can. And right now, I believe we're able to do that.
You know, any other topics that we didn't bring up on this weekend show that'd be worth noting?
Well, I think just acknowledging the community support, the support of parents, the Sonora Foundation, local businesses, and like I said, particularly the downtown businesses for helping with homecoming. I think that the mission of the district that was set in that strategic plan in 2021 was really demonstrated by the students who graduated in the class of 23. You know, our job as a school district is to support student growth. And we're really proud that those students did meet our mission statement, which is to empower students to be academically excellent, career and or college ready, and to be accountable, respectful, and engaged citizens. And when I look at the class that just graduated, we're very proud that we were able to achieve that with our students, and that we continue as we move forward to provide that opportunity to more and more students. We have a couple of large grants to help support students participating in dual enrollment and CTE courses. A lot of our highest achieving students participate in the CTE programs. What we want to make sure we're doing is meeting the needs also of students who are economically disadvantaged and students with disabilities so that they're taking advantage of those exciting opportunities in CTE and with dual enrollment that we provide at Sonora High School, and supporting them to get them to success. So I think that's the exciting things we've got moving forward. Also, for people who want to know what's going on at the high school, we have our website at sonorahs.k12.ca.us, or you can just search Sonora High. There is another Sonora High in Southern California in La Habra, so make sure you've got ours. We're green and gold with the paw. And on that, we have all of our calendars for all the school events and sporting events. You can also see the Wildcat Weekly, which is an outstanding newsletter put out every week by Karen Sells, the principal there at Sonora High. And it also provides links to all our social media sites.
Talking with Ed Pelfrey on this weekend's Motherload Views. You mentioned earlier that wellness center that is at Sonora High School. You know, what are the type of things that are in that center?
Well, what it is it's a place where, one, students can come and get support at any time. It's a place where there are adults that will that they know that they're safe, they know that they'll be supported, and that they are open to speak to those trained individuals about difficulties they're dealing with, and just to be comforted. It's also a place where there's so many great groups throughout the community that are available to help our students. But where do they go? Whether it be counselors through grant-funded programs, through the Tuolumne County Superintendent Schools Office, or through behavioral health, where do they go and meet with students? Or even we have private individuals who want to come and mentor. This is a place where that can happen, where we can make sure all those services are available in one spot and students know, here's where I go when I need help, and that it's a safe place and it's a friendly place for them to be.
You mentioned, too, the success of the CTE programs and dual enrollment. What are you noticing? Do most students end up going to the workforce out of high school, or do they go to college?
Yeah, probably the most students actually go to Columbia College. And, you know, the Columbia Promise is such an amazing program that allows all of our students in the county to go there without having to pay those fees is just amazing. And that's where the majority of our students go. About 25% of our students go right to four-year colleges. About 40% of our students go to Columbia College, and the remainder go into the workforce or into the military.
Well, Ed Pelfrey, we appreciate the update on Sonora High School. Any closing comments you'd like to make?
We just appreciate the community, and also we appreciate KVML, particularly when we had all of the down internet and electricity, for allowing it to be a conduit for messaging to our families and students.
Yeah, it's amazing how challenging it is all of a sudden when the internet and phones go down.
It is, and you know, and that's one of the things that we just had a meeting today with all of our local law enforcement and Dory Beats from the Office of Emergency Services, talking about what do we do when information systems are down, and how do we effectively evacuate students from campuses? And we're lucky to, you know, in the case of fires or anything like that, especially with information down. And it's great to live in a community where all those groups can come together. Superintendents, Mike Merrill was there. Superintendents from all the elementaries were there, where we could have that conversation to start to build plans to protect and support our kids.
Well, we thank Ed Pelfrey, Sonora High Superintendent, for joining us on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.